This is Flash at the Dropping a Coil show at the RLM with Larry Woods and Rob Works on the 23rd of April, 2020. We're all coronaing around here. Okay, let me close all that so I can get to the stuff. Let's see if we made it here. I would assume we're live and everybody can hear us.
Yeah, can y'all hear us?
Yeah,
say hello, Larry.
Hello, Larry.
There's Larry.
Hello.
Can everybody hear us?
Hello, one, two.
Can anybody hear us?
Does anybody really care?
Does anybody really care?
Oh, they care. I don't know. They're thanking each other, so I guess we're...
There, yeah. Hello, Larry. Hello, hello Robert. Larry, okay. Hello. Yep, we all hear us. Okay, there we go.
So this so, yeah, is Larry get and my brother Daryl and my other brother Daryl.
Yep, that's it.
Okay. Dropping a Coil show, take two. Thanks, Grim, for all this. This is too fun. And for for the people out there that are chatting, we have for your chatting entertainment tonight. I care a lot, too. I just laugh at everything. We've got Barman and Beetle, Cowboy Tech, Grimner, Moose Girl, Kate, Anti-Asmo, Charles Sidoni, Circles Out of Town, Dust, Flash, Me, Frumpy, Graham Z, J. Dread, Meisterbrow, Prince, Rob Works, Trust No One, Vanna White, Weather Dork, Woodman, Phantom, CC66, Jaskira, Chloe, Cyborg, Noodle, E-Man, and Civ, Fury, Gromit, I Am Lone Frog, Jays, Nines, Jays, Pone Sauce, Sock Puppet, Smartass, Steven Graphics, The Holiest Roger, W4DKV, and ZPix. So, for all you chatters, if you got a question for Larry, if you type it in, I'll try to squeeze in and interrupt them with a question when they're not in the middle of something else. And outside of that, you guys, it's your show. Have fun.
All right.
Rob, before you get started, 12 cubed is 1,728. That's
brilliant.
That's the coil that we are modeling now. So you're
1,738 circuits?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, it is. And modeling that is a real challenge.
I bet. I'm trying to do six and it's like oh man. Yeah, 1,728. Yeah, that's...
So don't get discouraged. It's all fun.
Oh, no. So that's only 1,456 or times as many circuits as I'm doing now. Or, wow. No. Yeah. See, I got lost in the math there. That's just insane. I mean, wrapping one of these coils, and this is like an antique, everybody. This is like the prototype when Larry started, 10 years ago, started making these things?
Something like that, yeah.
Or more. You know, this is an antique that I'm building, and it's not easy. I mean, you've got to be meticulous. You got, like Larry said, it's a work of art. It has, everything has to be just perfectly lined out, with no gaps between the wires. I mean, they have to be all perfectly straight in order for it to even fit on the donut properly. And I also had the first two circuits should have been right together. But I didn't have that little piece of information that I needed. Regardless of where the actual mark on the donut come out, there two circuits go together. Circuits.
When you fill up the core, the vortex, the center of the donut hole, when you fill that up with wire,
yeah,
circuit one and circuit two, if you start at one And when one finishes, you start again at that spot and move on with your second circuit. You'll fill up the gap between one and two.
Right.
And I left that part out, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Which is okay, you know. I would have had to pull it back apart anyway because I didn't realize how precise it had to be. I thought they just had to not be on top of each other.
Well, that's important too, but the reason that they've got to be touching one another exactly next to one another is because those gaps create what's called an eddy current.
So that gap can create the eddy current, an overlap.
That's extra heat. The overlap.
Well, this thing would have burned up first time I put anything to it.
Well, it would have got hot. But the overlap collapses the magnetic field, and any wires that you're overlapping, their field will be compressed, combined with that one that you're moving. Uh-huh. Or that's not in the right place. So that's real important as well.
Yeah. So either way, I was going to have to start over. And now that I have the ABS plastic, which is better, I'll just start over with all the proper stuff.
I've got 200 or 300 extra hot glue sticks.
Oh, cool. Bought them in bulk, did you?
Yeah, I stocked up.
Well...
And that's something that a lot of these guys out there that know about GANs or doping the wire are going to disagree with. And I am on their side. Hot glue is really not the right medium to do this with because it's inorganic. You want some form of organic glue. That way when the GANs, the coating from the electrolysis is going to happen when you turn the coil on, there's a film going to be created over every wire. And that's called GANs or doping if you're old like me. And if it's inorganic, that will create a gas that's not particularly healthy. If it's organic, it won't make a problem. Okay. You're not going to have it sitting next to you anyway, so that part really doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's not a critical thing, but it's a consideration.
Yeah, just something else to think about when you're thinking about the safety.
Yeah, just use it in a well-ventilated area.
Yeah.
Or keep it in a well-ventilated area.
And if you're going to use frequency on it, the mesh on your Faraday cage has got to be smaller than your frequency wave.
Right. Okay.
That's what captures it. That's why a Faraday cage works. It's smaller holes than the frequency wave.
Right. But just the steel enclosure is solid.
Yeah, solid is great.
Yeah, that gets everything.
Got to remember to ground it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm already thinking along those lines, because that's something I can do is get the copper rods and the iron rods, and because that thing will generate something on its own. Like 3 volts or something, right?
Oh, yeah. Well,
just the rods in the ground with the wires wrapped around?
Yeah, you can get, it depends on how far away it is and the soil moisture. But generally, there's more than an amp, more than a volt difference between the two different rods. So with your four rods, that'll give you 4 volts, and 4 volts will give you 40 amps out of the six circuit coil, and you're going to want 4 of those to put one on top of each of your ground rods.
Right.
So, Yeah. That's 160 amps. Should be enough to do anything.
And that's just with these little coils that I make.
Yeah.
So there, I mean, there is an application. I gotta make four of these things. That's gonna be a while.
No, it's about 6 months.
Yeah. Yeah, you weren't lying when you just said, yeah, it's gonna take a month. You were right on the money, I think.
Well, with two of us doing a big coil, a 12-circuit coil that's 18 inches, with two of us wrapping it, it takes a good 8 hours minimum per circuit. And there's 12 circuits on it.
Yeah, so that's 96 hours.
Yeah.
That's for the bigger one.
And that's people that love to do it and are dedicated.
Yeah.
So I think maybe that when things get started up, we'll probably be selling coils.
Yeah.
Pre-made, not kit. Well, we sell the kits too, but I think more people are going to want to buy one that's already made to play with.
Yeah, yeah. I very few people are going to want to do this wrapping.
I agree.
Very few people have the patience and the meticulous, tedious patience to do that.
It's like sitting and putting together a crossword puzzle.
Yeah.
Well, it brings in the gender gap too, because women are better with tedious hands-on stuff than guys are usually.
This is true. Yeah.
Yeah. Get your wife involved.
Their minds and their hands are set for it more comfortably than for us. I always break shit when I try to make something.
It's going to be pretty hard to break your donut and your wire, but I understand.
Okay, well, maybe
I get frustrated and give up.
Throwing it through a window when it didn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something intelligent would happen, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been known to smash things.
Got it myself around the yard.
Yeah.
Well, it seems to me that this is similar to a computer situation. If you don't do the thing in the right step in the correct order, you don't get the right result.
And it really helps to be versed in vortex math and know how to use the vortex math to plot the coil.
Rob's
we plotted every one of those with vortex math, not just the degrees around the outside of the circle.
So it gets more the more you get involved in hands-on, the more complex it becomes?
After you learn a few different kinds of math, the easier it becomes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like if you learn programming, the computer would seem simpler.
Right.
Okay. And not everybody's got that kind of interest into the, hey, I want to do it, but how it works, leave that to the geeks.
Right.
Yep.
Well, I just figured that this would be a learning experience on Rob's end as well as mine and yours.
For sure.
Rob would be the guy making the mistakes hands-on. Because you can't do anything in life that you're learning without screwing it up somehow. That's how you learn. Oh,
yeah.
I did it wrong. Okay, now I know not to ever do that
again. I misinterpreted what Larry said as far as I have all the wires laid down. None of them are crossing. It just got a bunch of gaps in between them. And can't have that.
Yeah, I thought that when he explained it, that it had to be lay like your fingers. One wire next to the other like your hand. Well, okay, I can see how you can interpret something one way and I would another. But in the future, use that that thing you used when we were getting ready to do the show. Spend more time doing that and you'll have less problems. You know, the camera thing. Because when you can see something,
better. Well, he didn't have that dug out at the time, so that's understandable.
Okay, I'm out.
I'm going to keep talking. I'm going to post a picture of this.
Okay, so what we've got here, Larry, is your student is doing exactly what you thought he would do, correct?
He's sort of following in our footsteps. We had 30 mistakes first before we got anything that did very much better than a standard coil. Some of them that we made that were wrong increased the magnetic field, and that was sweet, but they didn't increase the amperage output. And you got to have the amps to do the work. And everybody's trying to catch the spikes in their system. That's because you got dirty power. When you clean your power up, you're not going to have spikes, and your systems will be useless. Okay? The people that are catching a counter EMF off their coils, sure enough, you get 7 milliamps more than you put in. What are you going to do with it? And the power supply, nobody has put a watt meter where they plug their equipment in to power their experiments. So you're really not making more than you're putting in. And if you are, it's not very much. These things, with a combination of coils, you can provide yourself with 12 volts AC to either spin a magnet or charge a circuit. When you charge a circuit, one circuit in a 12-circuit coil or more, or even in a 6-circuit, when you charge one of them, all the rest of them are going to be induced. So that means that there's a charge in all of them. So it's a pretty amazing thing, because we're breaking the laws of thermodynamics by not starting a fire with these little things when we get 30 amps out of wire rated for 0.9 amps. We're getting increased amperage rather than 1 volt through 1 ohm of conductor yields 1 amp. We put 1 volt through 0.46 ohms of conductor and get 10 amps. So they're different than normal coils. The math that you learned in school for electricity only has 3 of 5 variables. You do have volts, amps, ohms, but you also have frequency and magnetic field.
Now, you got a question from Duh in the RLM chat.
Okay.
And you got to remember, we're just the simple guys. But he says, if you generate your own electricity, why would you be connected to the power supply? And I'm not sure what he means by that, but I thought you would.
Okay, yeah. In the stuff to come, the 12-circuit coil and above, you don't need a power supply. The 6-circuit coil that we're working with Rob takes a power supply. You've got to input power to it or make a magnet spin in it one way or another. So if you've got a DC power supply, you can feed it through your DC power supply. And that's what I'm saying. That particular coil being fed through the DC power supply, yes, it's boosting up the amperage, but it's drawing amperage to operate. And you don't want that. Like you say, Doug, don't plug the sucker in. That's not free energy. We're trying to get completely off the grid. So you make a spiral 12-circuit coil, which is different from what I'm teaching Rob, a little bit different design. With that coil, you put a stationary Hallback array in the hole. That produces the 12 volts AC that you need to induce into another coil so that it charges 2 other coils. And you can do this with up to 16 coils, one big coil inducing power into 16 small coils. So this is just the beginning. And the 1728 that I mentioned right at the beginning is the 12 cubed coil that we're modeling right now. This will be for industry. It will have 1728 different places to hook on to it, to get different amperages and voltages out of the same coil. There's a lot of advantages to an air core multi-circuit coil. Air core, you can switch as fast as you want to, and it doesn't burn out a MOSFET. With a 9-circuit coil, you can replace a MOSFET. A MOSFET is an electrical device that's basically a switch, but it switches electrically. And in my mind, it takes the place of a relay, a normally open or a normally relay, closed relay. That's a PNP or an NPN transistor. That's a MOSFET. That's diodes. That's capacitors. You can replace every electronic component with a multi-circuit coil. I know that's going to upset a lot of you electronics folks, but that's just the way it is.
That's the whole point, though. Don't you want to do that?
What's the practicality of that, though? I mean,
the practicality of that is you don't have a bunch of electronic crap that's going to go bad in 5 years. You don't have components that are going to burn out. The only component that you will need will be a frequency modulation board that costs $2.50. That's a plug-and-play board, and that will give you the 50 or 60 cycles that you need to operate your equipment. And we're not going to even do that. We're going to put a board in there that modulates to 54 cycles. That way you can run 50-cycle equipment or 60-cycle equipment with it.
Right.
And it'll be in harmony with nature.
And it'll be in harmony, yeah.
Yeah, it won't hurt you. Doug, did that answer your question, or am I just dumb?
Well, give him a little, there's a little
There's a little delay there, so it might take him a minute to respond.
But still, I just do this little thing I do. But I wasn't sure if the question was good, because I don't know what this is all about completely.
Yeah, I totally understood the question. It's why do you have to plug it in if you've got free power? Well,
okay, yeah.
This isn't at that stage yet.
Yeah,
we're not at that stage yet.
Well, but the end
result, that's basically what we're waiting for them to finish doing all of their safety testing and research and development of the manuals and stuff. So once that's all done, and he can publish, and then they're going to start building kits and selling those. And so those will be the ones that you can actually get off the grid.
Yeah.
And although what great timing
there's
you
a cautionary
have.
Tale in that.
Yeah, and the smallest coil that we'll be involved with will be a 12 circuit. The 6 circuit is simply a proof of concept. Besides that, you'll just love what the 12 circuit does.
Yeah.
Well, how many critical mistakes have you made so far, Rob, that you can count?
Well, 2.
Okay, out of a possible 100, or because it sounds like this could go wrong at many, many parts. You know,
well,
places.
I screwed 2 parts up. I didn't get the wires close enough together and straight and perfect. They got to be straight and perfect. I mean, if you see that picture, you know, that it looks, there's gaps and all kinds of stuff. You know, it's not straight. I mean, that's got to be. And the second thing I screwed up is I wrapped it backwards.
And both of those could have been my fault.
Well, no, the backwards wasn't your fault. It was my own fault. I did it. I just got confused and did it wrong. My numbers confused me because I was started out doing 360 degrees, and then halfway through I went to a 1 through 9 sequence, which is all you really got to do when you if anybody's doing one of these. Once you have your donut, you mark your 36 marks for your 360 degrees, 10 degrees apart. And just number them 1 through 9. Start anywhere. Just number 1 through 9, 1 through 9, 1 through 9, and that four times. That's 36. 4 times 9. So that was makes things so much easier just to do it that way. To me, and then the part that Larry screwed me up on was the. First and second circuit, you have to start the second circuit immediately behind the first circuit. And then you skip to the third circuit, or the third spot, start the third circuit at number 4. And so you end up with basically 3 bands of wire going around this donut. What looks like 3, but it's actually 6 circuits, but it's 3 bands of wire when you're looking at it.
Yeah, when it's
and the only way you can tell that it's 2 circuits is by the leads coming off of it.
Yeah, so
he's waiting for the diagrams, equations, and a working model.
Oh, okay, well, it'll be about a year.
But I think, whatever you told him must have made sense because now he sees can be done. It can be done in words. Then now you just got to do it in physical. That's the fun part, though.
Well, I wish I'd have been able to see that model.
If I had shown you that to begin with, you'd have got it.
Yeah, that would have saved a little bit of time. Because I would have known I was doing it wrong, because it's got to be solid, exactly side by side, straight and smooth and perfect.
It's going to be a piece of copper artwork when you get done.
It really is.
And if you take it through customs, that's what you tell them.
This wire, I mean, it kinks.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
And once it kinks, it's real hard to get that kink straight out of it again. Especially if you're in the middle of the donut hole, you're trying to get one of them. I mean, it's not easy.
But if you don't get that kink out, you done screwed up.
So just one little kink like that will screw the whole thing up.
Yes, sir.
So it's got to be 100%.
That'll make a blowout spot. That will create heat, and it will probably create enough heat to melt the wire in that spot.
Yeah. Damn. Well, this thing would have just melted all over the place.
Maybe.
Yeah, you found out how welding was invented.
Yeah.
I'd have hooked that thing up, and that donut just would have went, collapse on itself.
We would have seen you on the news.
Right? Fire.
Well, differently than we planned to. Let's just say that.
Yeah. I don't ever hope to be on the news.
With all this not driving and all, people are staying home and all this, that, and the other. This is probably the best time in history with all the technology we got to make this move.
Well, it's
coming out. They've been suppressing it for decades.
Depressing.
100 years, actually. And but it's coming out now. Way too many people are working on similar things, like we discovered on one of the first shows we did. I went out and randomly just looked for a 5-kilowatt generator and found one that's running on some type of coil system, similar to what Larry's doing, but they have a battery and moving parts and stuff.
But the technology is coming out. There's nothing they can do to stop it.
Yeah.
There's way too many people knowledgeable about it now.
Yeah, everybody, there's lots and lots of people out there that are doing the same kind of thing that don't specifically have an electrical background. They're getting some of the tiny points wrong. They're missing some of the tiny points. And that's really cool because every coil that everybody makes is going to do something. Every single coil will do something. So you may have invented the best thing to use for a new cigarette lighter or whatever. With these six circuit coils, you can put an iron bar in the vortex right in the middle of the hole, and that iron bar will heat up because of the magnetic field. So some of these are going to make electric furnaces.
What about wrapping it wrong in what you guys were talking about before we went live?
If you wrap it wrong...
It's going the wrong way?
Yeah, I wrap mine backwards, basically.
So that really doesn't make a difference.
Instead of taking a right, I took a left.
But would it work down under?
We were joking about whether... the coils would work differently in the northern hemisphere as opposed to the southern hemisphere.
I don't really know that part, but they
that would be interesting. I mean, because all of what we know vortexes in water, like toilets flush one way in the north and they flush the other way in the south, in the southern hemisphere. The vortex in your toilet turns to the left or to the right.
Mm-hmm.
And they go in opposite directions, whether you're in the north or southern hemisphere.
That's because they're upside down.
What exactly is a vortex, though? I forgot.
A tornado.
A vortex, a whirlpool.
A tornado.
A tornado is a vortex.
Tornado.
A whirlpool, water running down your drain is a vortex when it spins around.
Oh, okay, so it's... And the joke was about
it's
going
it's,
the other way.
What
right,
many
I
people claim to be the fundamental generation of energy in matter.
Yes. We created Saturn in the lab last Monday. There's a new coil that one of the guys, a new variation of this design that one of the guys came up with, that it starts flat on the outside edge, and as it moves over the hump, it curls to 90 degrees as it goes down through the vortex. That's going to be a propulsion unit. Okay. It's an amazing system.
See, it has a squared off toroid.
No, it's still a donut, but the wires start flat on the outside edge, and there's a wave that twists.
Okay, explain what you mean by starting flat.
Okay, on the outside edge, like you've got to run your circuit, all of the wires begin going up over the donut.
Straight up.
As they go up over the donut, there's a ledge for them to ride on that's a slow twist to 90 degrees as it gets into the middle of the donut. That's going to be like the Russians are using on their submarines now, a silent motor. That's going to create a moving vortex in liquid.
Oh, wow.
That's your new boat motor, your new outboard motor. It's going to be a silent motor just a circle.
A silent?
Wow.
Yeah, see, all these ideas are just, they're so, you know, I've seen them all in movies.
Yep.
But didn't really know at the time, that's what I was seeing. It's like hindsight. You go, wow, I've seen something like this before. Where was it? And, you know, they mix a little bit of the truth when they make a film, and then they just make shit up.
Mm-hmm.
And the person watching the movie, if they don't have any experience, they don't know they're being lied to. And I've fallen victim of that with film a few hundred times in my life. I saw it in the film. It has to be, you know, possible. No, you can't do that.
There are people out there that through frequency are creating the elements in the periodic table. That's the first step to a replicator.
Wow.
Yeah. That Nassim Harriman talks about that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a replicator.
So while everybody else is being, you know, kept locked down and financially punished, there's a whole shitload of you brainiacs doing all this incredible work.
Yeah, it's not really affecting us because
we got our nose. But it's affecting a lot of other people that could probably be interested in this if they had opportunity, but they're being, you know, herded.
Right. Right.
But still, I didn't realize there was so much of it. Because every time Larry comes on, he's telling, hey, we started this project and we're working on that project. And there's a bunch of people doing it everywhere, all over the globe. Well, now I'm starting to wonder if you don't need a Southern Hemisphere contact to find out if your coil wrapping matters. If anybody down there is working on it, you could connect to them. It'd be wonderful.
Well, yeah, it'd be kind of interesting to find out, yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if Solomon knows anybody. Solomon. That man was brilliant.
The only variance that we've seen as far as location is concerned,
we've
tested in Missouri, we've tested in Texas, and we've tested in California, and we've tested in Indonesia. All of the different places that we tested, we got a different output. Some a few amps more, some a couple of amps less. The output of these machines depends on the ambient magnetic field where you're testing, which is fluorescent lights and electronic equipment. It's where you are in relation to a magnetic ley line.
I was just fixing to go there.
Yeah, and we haven't tested where ley lines cross yet. I want to do that. I really feel like we'll get a higher output
on a vortex.
Yeah.
Making a vortex and a vortex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
make a trip out to Sonoma or wherever that went.
I'm up for that. Plasma mining. We now have a coil that will plasma mine.
What's that?
That's melting.
Melting rock.
Yeah, it's melting rock. And it's really an interesting thing. Two dissimilar rods, one copper, one iron. Place it at both ends of a gold vein. Charge it. The gold melts out. Using frequency for when they crush up their ore, using frequency to separate it rather than all those chemicals. With frequency, you can separate it according to its atomic weight, and your crushed material will stratify. Each different component will be on its own level.
Yeah. It's like a electronic. What the hell is that thing called?
A vibrator.
Centrifuge.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like an electronic centrifuge.
Yeah. Yeah. I do like that. Yeah.
Only it vibrates it.
Yeah.
Well, I saw something strange that on the internet that I wanted to bring to you guys' attention, because you're the smart guys, right? I'm going to post it in the RLM chat if you feel like talking about it. Bring it up.
Okay.
Click. Boom. Well, it's an interesting thing. I don't know how to define it, So I just
saw you post this earlier. I wanted to bring this up. Yeah. If you collapse an underwater bubble with a sound wave, light is produced. Nobody knows why.
Because it implodes rather than explodes. It collapses rather than expands to blowing up.
Okay.
Well, it sounds better when they say nobody knows. The mystery. So what I mean,
well, that doesn't explain why it makes light.
Ah, okay. So there is a surprise.
The implosion is the release of hydrogen.
Okay.
The light is the release of hydrogen.
So it's an actual...
it's a spark.
Explosion.
Yeah, it's a spark.
It's an explosion within an implosion.
Yeah, it's an implosion, yeah. Yeah,
okay.
You get when with electrolysis, you get two different kinds of hydrogen. With high amperage, you get an explosion, and that's a real low sounding pop when you light the bubbles.
Okay.
With low amperage, you get an implosion, which is a great deal stronger, and that is, you can tell that by the high pitched sound of the bubbles that you set on fire.
Interesting. But that's a bubble on the surface. This is a bubble underwater.
Yeah. Same thing.
And you use a sound wave to collapse it.
Right.
And then it bursts into a bunch of other bubbles.
Yeah,
but it makes light in the process.
Yeah, it's the hydrogen explosion or implosion that's happening.
Interesting.
A dolphin can do that. A whale can do that, I think. But I know that dolphins can do it.
Yeah, with their sonar.
Yeah, that's how they fish.
Yeah.
Okay, and you got another question from Mr. Duh. He asks, does Larry have video of this stuff? And I don't think you do, but I don't know what exactly stuff means.
We have a test video that's gone around to a few investors, but it's very poor quality, and it's not really for the general public. Besides that, the coil that we have in the video showing the test is covered up. You can't see what it looks like.
Well, now, isn't that very governmental of you? hey, this is the game that these pricks want us to play in the first place.
Well,
so, yeah, you know,
you got to have an investor in order to do anything. I mean, it seems like the people with money don't know how to do it, and the people that know how to do it don't have the money. So. You got
to know how to do it. Always end up getting fucked by the guy with the money.
Yeah, and you got to have a patent in order to get an investor to give you some money. Well, if you try to patent this sort of thing, DOD is going to classify it, and you can only work for the government. Well, these coils are going to put people in outer space. It's going to make you the very strongest military in the world. We don't want that. We don't want that. This is for free energy. It's not for destruction. And we decided not to patent and go open source just because of the government.
Okay, Larry, one more interruption.
Okay.
Can I send Larry some money to get a picture of his coils?
No. No, not yet. Soon, and you won't take money. Soon we'll be publishing pictures.
See, that's the beauty of this, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, we're going open source with this, and eventually you'll be able to buy a kit to make your own or to buy a coil and some of the parts that you'll need, which would be the frequency modulation board and whatever else. You know,
Grim wants to know when is soon. That's my question too.
Well, soon is anywhere between 1 and 5 years. depending on how much money we get and if this group still works as hard as they are. We've come light years since November, since I joined this group.
Yeah.
They have taken our designs and run with them.
Yeah.
They've rebuilt.
Yeah, they're coming up with all kinds of different applications too.
Oh, yeah. Anything you can think of that's electric. How would you like to have a refrigerator that runs on its own? A freezer? An electric range that you just turn it on and it doesn't draw any power. A car. Let's build a car. Let's go to a race car, an electric race car. They have two motors in them. Just going to two wheels.
Yeah.
It strikes me as odd.
Is he in here?
Who? Mike? Yeah, Mike's here.
Mike.
But it strikes me as odd that we can see all these movies about shit, and then when you talk about the same thing you see in a film, it's can't do that.
Yeah.
The mentality behind all this.
Yeah, that's all we've been told. No, you can't.
Forever.
My dad never told
me
you can't. He said, try it. Find out.
Yeah.
If you can do it, all, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you can do it, we're going to get rich.
Yeah. I grew up with metal cars to play with. Metal toys with sharp spots on them. If you got hurt, it was your own damn fault.
Yeah, right. All the stuff that they're afraid of now. I have a special name for people that are afraid, but I won't use it on this show.
So you're talking about race cars. They have two motors?
Yeah, a race car's got two motors on it, one for each front wheel or one for each back wheel, depending on how they got it set up. Those motors, on the opposite end from the drive motors, they stick up with a real long shaft on them that's just hanging out in space spinning.
Huh.
What you do is you fit magnets as many as you can get around it, as many different poles as you can get on that round surface. Put a magnet over it. Put a toroidal coil over it. And that gives you power. Every time the car is moving, it generates electricity. So you run that electricity. First, you have two capacitor banks. One for making the car move. You've got to charge that bank initially one time.
Right.
Once the car starts moving, it generates electricity, recharges that system. When that system is full, it charges another system. Your car continues to run. Everything's charged up. When you get to where you're going, you plug into the building to power the building. It's that simple. You don't have to have batteries that you got to replace every 5 years for $5,000 or $10,000 like Tesla. That's stupid. You don't want something that you've got to plug into your house or wherever to an electric station.
That's not solving any problems.
Not at all. You got to build another 10,000 power plants to call for that power.
Right.
It's not where we're headed. Not where we should be headed, anyway. But that same principle
sounds incredibly complicated.
That same principle can be used on a helicopter, on a train, on any kind of transportation device.
Yeah, there's endless possibilities of
two of these coils bucking one another will give you levitation. The hoverboards have been a reality since Back to the Future. Who's the public safety group?
OSHA?
No, it's the consumer safety group.
Oh.
UIL?
Okay. They put all those, there's 25,000 of them were made right before the film so that they could sell them. And the Consumer Protection Agency said, no, they're dangerous, and they're all stored away somewhere.
Wow.
So levitation is just as simple as bucking two coils. You got to provide them with enough amperage to lift your load. But
just imagine what that effect that would have on warehouses.
Oh, yeah. Push it with your finger.
Shipping.
Yeah.
Dockyards.
Yeah.
Flip a switch and a freaking freight container flips off all the ground and you grab it by a handle and drag it along with you.
Yeah.
As long as you're not going downhill, you're good.
You wouldn't have to worry about that. You wouldn't have to worry about that.
Yeah, if you've got the kind that do the bubble and...
Even without the bubble, downhill's not going to make any difference unless it slides off the thing that you've got it on.
Yeah.
Because you've still got...
Well, yeah, because it's going to stay level.
Yeah.
Death is maglev. Yep, that's exactly right.
Exactly. And a maglev train.
These are things.
Subways. Coat the interior of a subway with graphene and generate power as you run the train through it so that all the cities on that train line can be serviced with that power.
Yeah.
There's so many things that we can do. Places like New York could provide power for all of the state just with their subways.
Yeah, it's crazy.
There's no profit in that, though.
Yeah, you can't charge for it every month.
Well, I wonder if they won't be able to play the paper games with this that they play with things like oil and currency. In the future.
Around here, they've started taxing people that have solar energy on their house.
Yeah, bastards.
That's ridiculous.
Tax?
That is. That's the dumbest shit ever.
Yeah.
The whole point.
Oh, you're producing your own electricity. We're going to tax you for that.
Yeah.
No, fuck you.
Some places you can't even collect rainwater.
Yep, Oregon. They put some guy in jail for collecting rainwater.
That's plumb silly.
It is. Completely
insane.
The people
love it. The people.
These authoritarian motherfuckers are just that. And with this new shit, these freaking control freaks are just, they've gone off the deep end, man. They think, I mean, they're banning bicycles, but not hiker, not joggers.
Well, you can catch a jogger.
To these. Yeah.
How are you going to catch a bicycle? Without you shooting it. You know what I mean? You can get away on a bike.
It's all just ridiculous. These people are just pulling shit off out of their hat. Pulling
and
it out of their
hat. It's working.
And people are rolling over for it.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy. Because they're scared of a virus that can't even be proven to exist.
Right. But they've seen all those movies for 40 years, priming them for this.
Yeah.
The people that seem to be falling for this still are the ones that watch the mainstream, too. The news, because the news is huge.
Yep.
Millions and millions of people watch that garbage every day.
They can't lie to you because it's on TV. Gotta be real.
Yeah, that's the point. Yeah. Sure. And those wacky wackos that are on the internet are all making shit up.
Yep.
So I wonder what would happen if I put 18 volts at 480 milliamps into this coil.
You get 180 amps out of it.
180 amps.
Yeah. If you put 18 volts into it, it's a 10 times multiplication.
That's going to burn it up.
No. You can use wire that's 10 times smaller than the rated wire, than the rated amperage for it, and get the same output from it.
Right. Well, that's what I'm talking about. This coil that we've been talking about putting 3 volts into. The only reason I brought that up is because I'm looking at a solar panel. A 7-watt solar panel kit you can buy at Harbor Freight for $30. It puts out 18 volts at 480 milliamps, half an amp.
And that's a 3x5 solar panel?
No, it's a little bigger than that. It's 12x13.
Holy mackerel. And how much are they getting out of it?
18 volts and half an amp. Or, yeah, 480 milliamps.
Oh, boy. There you go. It takes 300% more energy to create a solar panel than it makes in its entire lifetime. A solar panel is a whole bunch of photovoltaic cells in series. Rather than fixing it when one of them burns out and nothing works, they throw that whole thing away. That has got to be going to a hazardous waste facility.
Right.
So what's the point? Wind power. Critters won't feed under wind power. Where they have wind power and fracking, the frequency set up in the soil from the wind power, the thump, thump, thump of those blades, is helping to, like, it's like turning a drill for fracking into a hammer drill. It's the difference between a regular drill and a hammer drill when they do it in conjunction with a wind system.
Yeah.
That ain't good. That's earthquakes.
Yeah, this thing says it can maintain 12-volt batteries and all this kind of stuff. But as a power source for my coil, I mean, why did you pick 3 volts? I guess I'm curious to know.
Well, we started out with 1 volt.
Yeah.
And got 10 amps.
And graduated up to 3.
Yeah, and went to 3. It's a good thing. Well, not the first time. The first time I burned out my oscilloscope by putting 12 volts into it. Boom! That's 120 amps going through a low voltage probe.
Not good.
Not good. So,
it threw 120 amps when you hooked 12 volts up to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Without burning the coil out.
Well, yeah, that heated the coil right away, but it smoked my oscilloscope, and as soon as it did, I turned everything off.
Obviously, yeah. Okay. But if you'd left it on, it would have burnt the coil out.
Yeah, it would have started a fire. It would have started a fire.
Yeah, it would have melted down.
Yeah.
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 So 3 volts is what you've come up with, the max, that you can run through this without burning itself out.
At 22 gauge wire, yes.
Okay, so 20 gauge wire.
20 gauge wire is rated for 1 amp, so you could still run that up to 3 volts.
You should be able to run more.
It'll run just a little bit more. I don't know if it'd take a full 4 volts or not.
Okay. So in order to use something like this solar panel I'm looking at, I'd have to step that down or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Just looking at different things, different applications.
Yeah. We hooked it to a 50 milliamp cell phone charger solar panel, a little 3-inch by 5-inch solar panel.
Right.
And that gave us the 30 amps that we needed. It gave us 3 volts, and it gave us 30 amps. Now, okay, at 3 volts, 30 amps is only 90 watts.
Right.
Okay, so that's less than a 100-watt light bulb. But again, this sixth circuit is a proof of concept.
Right. 1.5. Well, here's a 1.5 watt. So it's putting out, holy shit. It's putting out 24 volts.
That's 24 volts is giving you a watt and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That means it's putting out tiny, tiny amperage.
Yeah. Yeah, volts times amps is watts.
Yeah. So, yeah, if it's only putting out 1.5 watts, it's not giving me the volts. It's giving me, I mean, the amps. It's just giving me 24 volts and 1.5 watts. So what does that come out?
Okay, watts divided by volts is amps.
Okay. So 1.0625 amps.
Okay, so about a half an amp.
No.
Oh, 0.06. Yeah.
0.06.
Okay.
Yeah. Not even 10%. Not even half a percent of an amp. Or yeah.
But see, you don't need any input amperage with these because they're going to multiply the amperage according to the voltage that's put into them.
So even with no amperage, 24 volts would burn this thing up.
Yeah. Our power supply has the ability to turn off any amperage going into the coil. You can feed the coil with amperage if you want to, but you can turn it all the way off where the power supply is not feeding anything into the coil other than voltage. The readings come out at 3 volts. At 1 volt, we get 10 amps on the output of the coil. At 3 volts, we get 30 amps at the output.
That's just weird. What's the name of this power supply?
It's just a standard Amazon power supply. It goes up to 30 volts and 30 amps.
Amazon is a brand, or you just bought
it? No, I just bought it off of Amazon. I don't even remember what brand it is.
Just a DC power supply.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is flatline DC that we're putting in. It's not modulated. It's not square wave. It's flatline. Constant.
Right. Okay. Hey, I've got to take a little break. Flash, you there?
Of course I am.
All right. I've got
here to
mute out for a couple of minutes. I got to make a pit stop.
I think I could talk to Larry all by myself, sir.
Have you got your permit?
I'll be back.
Absolutely. I wrote it myself.
Okay.
Because I'm not one of those rule follower kind of people. You know, when people tell me not to do something, it's generally what I'm going to start with.
Yep.
So, you know, we're such an odd group. We don't seem to have anything in common, the three of us, but we do. We're like different levels of rebel. And you're the baddest of the group, Mr. Larry. Well, yeah, but you're the experimenter that takes on the impossible. And then you're teaching Rob how to do it. And the thing with the camera coming up so late in the game was kind of a surprise to me. I thought you guys had thought of that already. See, what I don't do is make suggestions to smarter people often because I think, well, that's dumb.
I need all the help I can get.
Well, I thought of why don't you guys cam and talk it over, but instead of texting and talking, because seeing things with your own eyes, some reason in this life, changes things.
Well, this coil is about 10 years old, and it was down in a box in the basement. And I just never thought about bringing it up and showing it to him.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. But, you know, everybody's learning through this experimental process somewhere or another. Even
I learn every single week. Every time we talk to somebody different, I learn something new.
And Mondays are really paying off in your the bigger scope thing. The things you're finding out are possible.
Those people are geniuses. I'm surprised that they even let me talk.
That's how I feel here. Yeah.
No, I'm serious, man. Everybody is an expert in their own little field.
Yeah.
And we've only got 2 electronics guys out of 21. Everybody else is a different field. We've got physics. We've got chemistry. We've got mechanical engineers. We've got just everything. We've got people that have tested for cache or cache or whatever the name is, that realize that some of the stuff that he does isn't as good as what he claims, but the other stuff is. GANs, which is what he calls it, is doping the wire. They've been They've been doping wire since the Egyptians. So it's nothing new. It's just he come up with a new name for it.
Oh, like the thing that we don't talk about. You know, the common cold.
Yeah.
The flu.
Yeah.
Yeah, just relabel something and people think it's brand new. Look what we just discovered. No, you didn't.
Yep.
Sit down, Frank. It's not your turn. But I thought there'd be cake. You know, we've just got this world of crazy people right now. So it's kind of nice to spend a little time being positive about something.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Well, all the negatives just warn itself. It's just, I don't know. There's just so much of it. It's hard to avoid it.
There's always something new that's going to kill you every single day. Don't worry about it.
I know I would have never got this old if I'd have spent all my time cowering in a corner. I would have probably died of fear.
You're unlucky I got this old.
Lack of pussy. Something would have got me.
That's it.
There's some things in life that you just got, like a flower. You got to have sunshine. You got to have water. You got to have dirt to live in. And then they went and did all this other stuff. Ruined it.
Yep.
Well, if you could take the society out of this crap and just do stuff without, you know, regulation and government oversight, we'd be living in the 21st century instead of standing 6 feet apart, trying not to sneeze like a little idiot.
Mm-hmm.
People have got violent over that. Ooh, I've seen videos. Well,
I've got bronchitis, so I cough quite frequently.
Uh-oh.
And, boy, when I go out to a grocery store and cough, people get weird.
Whoa. You're a danger to your fellows.
Absolutely.
Well, you know the people. Are you in a big city or a smaller place?
Well, there's about 3/4 of a million people in our greater Kansas City area.
Yeah,
but I live in Independence, and it's just a small town.
So you, when you do your commerce, you know the people that you work with, like Grimm.
Yeah, mostly.
That small. Yeah, well, that's what it's like here.
Yeah, the checkout people at the grocery store know who I am.
Yeah, it's just amazing how nice people can still be after, you know, through all this crap. The Danes picked up on it right away. They never went with mandatory anything. Everything's been all, you know, you volunteer or you don't. So it's been an easy lockdown for us.
A virus cannot live in a saline solution.
Well,
that's
that
salt
too.
Water.
Jeez, how many?
Salt water nasal spray will cure a cold. I saw a commercial the other day for a cold remedy.
Yeah.
Take this and within 10 days you'll be well. That's the normal course of a cold.
Yeah, 10 days. Wow. Well, modern science, it's got a lot of people fooled. Because look at all, you know, if you can stand on a street corner with a piece of plastic in your hand and call France, well, then maybe they're telling the truth about this virus. You know what I mean? I think that's how simple people take it. Oh, they would lie about one thing. They'd lie about everything. And look at all we have. Yeah, look at what you got.
Yep,
I'm not impressed.
In your hand.
Nah, I've been pretty bored with the social thing for about the last 10, 12 years. And now that I've been living isolated by my own choice for pretty much 8, going on 9. These islands and small places, and stay away from the city. City's just nothing. It's not worth my attention anymore.
When I go someplace, I don't want to see the cities. I don't want to see the buildings. I want to see the country.
Oh, Well, I'm one of those weirdos that still likes people. So, boy, talk about out of time. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know, but not everybody, but there's a few people that, like you guys. I don't know why I like either of you two. Don't understand half of what you're talking about. Okay, just, Rob's back. So the little banter session is over, and now we'll get back to the stuff.
The stuff.
Well, you had to take a
left turn. Yeah, and now it's time for important stuff. Larry, catch any fish this week?
No, I haven't gone yet. Today is the first day that it was not raining, and it was raining early this morning, and now the sun's out, and what the hell am I doing on the radio?
And you're missing that for this.
I love it. I'll go.
Okay. Where were we? So you're talking about cars and electric cars and race cars and you're talking about this shaft coming out. Now, what is that?
On the opposite end from the drive end of these electric motors for the race cars is the shaft sticks out of the housing, and it rotates.
Oh, it goes all the way over to the other tire.
No. It just sticks out in midair. There's one electric motor that goes to each wheel.
Oh, okay. So you got four of them.
Well, these only had two, but yeah, one to the front wheels or one to a pair to the back wheels.
So you've got basically like a solid axle between the two wheels, and you've got an electric motor geared to that axle.
No. Both of their independent drive systems on two wheels.
So the motor just runs the one wheel?
Yeah.
The wheels rotate independently?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and you have
so it's just a drive motor on the wheel with just some type of gear set up.
Yeah, that's all it is.
And then on the back side of the motor, the shaft comes out. Now, this is your design. What you did is put this long shaft out and put the magnets on it?
No, the shaft on these particular motors already stuck out. All we had to do is put magnets on them.
Oh.
And
how long of a shaft are we talking about?
The shafts are about 9 inches. And
they got like a 9-inch tail shaft on these things, or maybe they're set up for double-sided or something.
I don't see any point in this thing sticking out and rotating other than they had a longer shaft and they had a housing. I don't see any reason.
Well, they're probably repurposing a different kind of motor.
Maybe.
That's designed for something else and it had a double shaft or that's just the way that they were built.
Yeah.
Is my guess.
But all
so you line this thing with magnets.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you're using high-powered neodymium or something along those lines?
Yeah, N54s. Neodymium. So. Yeah. And then just slip a coil over it, and you got it done.
So you line this whole thing with magnets, slip a coil. What kind of coil? Like
a toroidal coil. And this can be done with a standard toroidal coil even. But one like you're making, but we use a 12 circuit on it, an 18
inch.
You use
12.
Yeah.
So you got an 18 inch coil. How big is the inner diameter on that 18 inch coil anyway?
3 inches.
It's 3 inches.
Or 4 inches.
4 inches. Okay, so 4 inches, and this, how big around is this shaft?
The shaft is about an inch and a quarter.
Okay. So it's fitting pretty snugly inside the.
Yeah, yeah.
Once you get magnets wrapped around it, I guess I imagine they're what, quarter inch thick magnets or so. Be my guess.
We put a whole shitload of 3mm by 1mm.
So thin, real thin magnets.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just the field. It's positive and negative. Every time it switches from positive and negative, it develops a charge.
Right.
The stronger the magnet, the more charge it develops.
The more induction you get, yeah.
So we've got N54s, and I think we got like 12 of them. We got a bunch of them around it that were different polarity. So that every time it rotates, it gets multiple charges.
Right.
And we did that on both of them, ran it to two different capacitor banks, and you're done. That's it.
So what did this? So this was an existing race car that you're talking about.
Yeah.
That y'all worked on.
Yeah.
And so what was the difference? Where did you go? It was doing what before, and what would it do after y'all got done with it?
We replaced 1,000 pounds of batteries with less than 300 pounds of capacitors, and that car went from 150 miles an hour to 189 miles an hour because of the reduced weight.
Just because of the reduced weight, yeah.
That's the only thing I can figure. We didn't increase the spin on those motors any.
Yeah. Well, they were already pushing to their capacity based on.
Yeah.
But you just took. Now, that did that completely eliminate the batteries?
Yeah. You never have to have another battery.
No batteries in that car at all.
None at all. None at all. You've got a capacitor bank for all of the radio and light.
That's where you're talking about. You got two capacitor banks. One to start it off, and then once it's going, it'll charge them both.
Yeah.
So basically, you have to park with a full charge on one of those capacitor banks.
Yeah, in the beginning. You're good to go. Yeah, your running capacitors have got to be charged one time first.
Right.
And after that, you don't have to charge them again because they charge themselves.
They charge themselves.
The coils.
Uh-huh. That's just something that could totally be done.
It's easy.
See, these are things, I mean, it's so easy. These are things we could have had for the last 100 years.
This is why
I get mad. Because,
yeah.
Because, you know, not only are we being fucked right now, there's 100 years of innovation that we've missed out on.
Yeah,
we could be so far advanced right now. I mean, we could be having colonies on the Mars and Moon, and we could be halfway across the fucking galaxy by now.
Yep.
Yeah, but then those rich guys couldn't boink the little kids.
Yeah, well, fuck them.
Something had to give. Technology,
you know what?
Boinking
they could
kids.
Have what they wanted to, because we've got cloning technology. They can clone all the little freaking toys they want.
Maybe they already
care.
Did.
If we could have what we should have, I wouldn't even care what they did.
All right.
Why should we give a fuck what those psychopaths are doing? As long
because
as not
they
fucking somebody
run
else.
Everything. Because they run everything.
Well,
Rob,
that's why. Because they're fucking with everybody else.
They supply us with all the shit we got to have. And if you don't take their
shit, they
don't
supply
a
goddamn thing.
Okay.
No, they don't.
Like, yeah, all right. If you say so.
They don't supply a thing.
Explain the shutdown if they don't supply a thing. They tell you what to do and you do it. And if you don't do it, you suffer. And then if you do it, you suffer too.
They don't even supply the brute force they use to control this shit. They dupe a bunch of
ourselves.
Other idiots to do it. Now, and we've got people that self-believe. Everybody needs to read the David Icke book called I Am Me, I Am Free. And that will explain exactly what's happening with all the people, all the snitch mentality bullshit.
Oh, yeah. I
the herd, the
back,
herd
yeah.
polices itself.
Yeah. Well, you'd think that, I don't know. I don't know what to say about it. I've been away from the States so long, it's a different country than the one I left.
I'm not talking about here. I'm talking about everywhere.
I live in a place.
It's no different.
I'm telling you, the place I live is so different than everything I read and see. on the news and the internet and all that shit. No.
Yeah, but you break their taboos, they're gonna be just like the rest of them.
Well, they don't
they
have
just,
it.
You just have,
there aren't any.
You just have a different set of criteria. That's all.
I haven't seen a set of, well, outside of if you're a pharmacy, you know, if you go to the pharmacy, you got to stand apart. There's only a few of these places that are playing that game. Most of the businesses in town don't get three customers in an hour. It's a small town.
I'm not even really talking about that in particular, the whole virus thing. This is the way it is. It was and is long before the virus whole thing started. This book was written years ago.
Right, and there's a fringe.
And it's all about, you know, there's the people tell on each other.
Wow.
You know, they're programmed to control each other. I mean, that's what they do. That's why you got, hell, I could bring up a dozen examples. Woman calling the cops on a neighbor because they're letting their kids play in the yard being out there with them.
Or maybe
them.
The UK. I've seen links from the UK and Germany and the States, but in Australia.
Yeah.
But nothing.
Yeah, I
mean,
it's
really
different. It's different. Yeah, it's. I guess you could say it's more Western culture type.
It's more big city.
But you've got that too. But then you got the psychos in Saudi Arabia that'll freaking tie you to a post and freaking give you 100 lashes for
been there.
Taking Allah's name in vain or some bullshit.
Okay,
I mean,
I've never been there, so all I have is stories.
Stories.
I don't know.
You got stories. Yeah,
it's
well,
unbelievable. But
when we went to Indonesia, people were saying, man, you got to watch out. It's a mostly Muslim country. Those people will lie to you. They'll cheat you. They're terrible folks.
Yeah.
Those are better Christians than the Christians. There's two kinds of Islamic people, of Muslims. Yeah. The before Muhammad was a warlord and the after. Before, Muhammad was a peaceful, gentle, loving man. After, it's a kill you guy. So it just depends on what side of the line they're on. Those people in Indonesia are wonderful people. The kindest, most considerate people that I've ever met. We walked down an alley that had people at 2 o'clock in the morning. They had people sitting along the edge of it smoking cigarettes. We didn't have a translator or anything. We walked down this alley to get to a 7-Eleven. People smiled and nodded, and so did we, and never an ounce of trouble from anybody.
Nice.
You couldn't do that in New York.
Fuck no.
You couldn't even do it in downtown Kansas City.
Or most any of the bigger cities.
See, overcrowding has a big play in the social fuck-up that we're living in.
This was in Jakarta. Millions of people.
Then maybe it is the Western. Because when I was hitchhiking in my teenage years, and I was leaving the first time, and everybody's like, to the East. Because I'd been up and down the coast a few times. But I never went to Texas or Florida until I was 16. Oh, you're going to run into the rednecks, and they're going to do this and do that. And when I did run into people, they were the nicest people I'd met. They were nicer than the people I'd grown up with. Strangers.
Yeah.
Pull over. Oh, you're hard.
Yeah.
You know.
Don't believe the propaganda.
Yeah.
Generally, most of the people are just people that you're trying to get along, do their thing. And
that's it. That's it.
I was on Interstate 10 driving to Florida, and I stopped at a gas station and got some extra water because my truck was running a little bit warm. I was worried. And I run into some people that broke down on the side of the road, and what do they need? Water. So it was a good thing I had it because they didn't have any. And those days are gone. You can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody was broke down to the side of the road and you pulled over to help them, they'd probably panic. And in my day, it was, oh, man, am I glad you stopped. I thought we were going to be stuck here for hours.
Yeah. No. Yeah, that doesn't happen so much anymore.
Yeah. What do you need?
Yeah. Now somebody stops. It's like, what do you want, man? Why are you here to rob me? What?
Yeah.
Because we're all programmed by the state. All of us.
Yeah, they want us to all afraid of each other. Yeah. And then they've got it to the point of, you know, hide in your little hidey holes. Lock down. Get in your cell, you bunch of peons.
I'm a proud American. I hate everybody equally.
Yeah, you say that, but you don't mean it in the traditional sense of the saying, I don't think. I've never heard a bad word out of you yet, Larry. And I've been trying to push you for a while. But anyway, so we got Rob sorted out now, finally.
Yeah, well, basically, Rob's starting over.
Well, do you think that working on the camera, working like maybe once a week together to see the act in action?
Well, now that I've seen it, I know what I'm trying to make now.
Yeah.
Oh,
I've made the mistake that I'm going to make.
Now I have to
make some more mistakes before we know where to start over again.
Oh yeah, that.
But no, I think this gets that picture would have made all the difference.
Yeah,
it would have saved a little bit.
What you do now? Do one of those fast things where you do it over a 24-hour period.
Yeah.
No, right.
Yeah, do a...
I'll be up in a half hour.
What the hell do they call that?
Time travel.
Brain. Time photos thing.
Time lapse. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that's what I couldn't think of it either. But, yeah, you film it for a day, and then you show it in a minute. And it's like, you see a tree grow.
Looks like, yeah.
Well,
no, that's not going to happen.
All the swearing and
I don't even have a webcam. I don't have a camera. I've got a little camera on my phone thing.
Yeah, you're lucky.
But
man, you know
I'm
what?
Not
going to
stop
so
every minute and take a picture.
I am still so glad I don't have one of those smartphones running my life.
Yeah, I don't have one of those, but I do have one that takes pictures that I can plug into my computer.
You're fancy. I had
I'm all fancy and stuff.
I could text or I could call, and I could never figure out how to text. So
this one's actually more like a semi-smartphone. It's one of those that's wide open.
A remedial phone for beginners.
It's semi-smart. It'll connect to the internet actually, and you can get apps for it and what have you. But I've never had it connected to the internet.
So, hey, Larry, so outside of being convenient, there's nothing a cell phone does that your home computer doesn't do, right?
Right.
You just can't carry it with you. So it's just a matter of, you know, being addicted to yet another drug. As
they
I
are
on the internet.
To, you
know?
They are killing you with convenience.
Yep.
You can't convince them of that. They're so
convenience is turning into dependence.
Yeah.
They don't care. They'll take the beating to have the...
That's like the GPS program on the phones. It's just like phone numbers. Nobody can remember a number anymore.
Once a month, they send me a picture of where I have been and what routes I took to get there.
Yeah.
Do you feel safe?
Yeah, uh-huh. I carry my gun with me.
Mm. Wow. Hope you don't ever have
safe. Yeah, I feel safe. Not because of that. But yeah, you know, the whole GPS tracking thing, that's the backside of it. But the convenience side of it is it's handy as shit.
Mm.
You know, I
are you willing
would,
to go without it?
Well, yeah, because I'm really good with directions. I mean, I have a real good sense of direction. I know where I'm going.
Yeah,
I don't usually use even with a GPS. I wouldn't use it.
I can read a map.
Yeah, I know how to read a map.
No shit. It's like a...
Now, like around here, if I need to find something, I go on to Google Maps and look it up and figure out where it's at, and then I go to it. But...
Well, all I'm really saying is most people are not going to be willing to give up the convenience of...
No, because they don't see the dark side of it.
Right. Well, that's
because they don't believe it.
Yeah, their belief system is you're nuts. This thing is my best friend. I couldn't live without it.
Yeah.
One little statement. Every single piece of electronic gear is harmful. Every single piece, from your laptop to your computer to your television to your cell phone, every single piece puts out harmful radio waves, harmful magnetic fields.
EMF.
EMF. Yep. Electromotive force.
So how long does it take for the effects of those things to break us down and give us illness? Make us susceptible to illness.
Within 5 minutes, your brain will heat up from using a cell phone.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the microwave. Yeah. That causes brain cancer. So how much you want to use that phone? If you put it in your pocket, that's definitely not the place to keep it. It's going to make people sterile. Yeah, Wi-Fi makes people sterile. Children from kindergarten through 12th grade, half of the girls are going to be sterile, and a little less than that of the boys, just because of the wireless Wi-Fi in the school. If they would all go hardwire, that wouldn't be there. It wouldn't be a problem. But after three generations, we're not going to have any more children.
Yeah. I said this on the last show. You're not going to stop it just by taking it out of the schools. But every house has it.
Yeah.
Every house has a Wi-Fi router in it. Yeah, hell, I got one sitting right fucking here.
It's so 20th century, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
It's convenience. I don't want to crawl under the house and run a fucking wire. It's strictly convenience.
There's a lot of children in this area. Lots and lots of them.
Okay, well, I need one of them to come crawl under my house and drag wire from my room up to the front room so I can
get everybody should have access to a young child just for manual labor.
Oh, man. Lucy says, my best friend died of a cancerous brain tumor, and she didn't overuse her cell phone.
Overuse.
It's not the only thing that'll cause it.
No shit, but it was what we were picking on. I'm picking on these things.
Correlation is not necessarily causation.
My wife is addicted to her phone.
Yeah.
But.
Try taking it away from a teenager.
Oh, God. You're in for a fight.
Because these things are so convenient, and they will not give up convenience for health. They don't give a shit. It's the way it is. Nothing we can do about it.
Yeah.
Advertisement.
The other side's advertisement is so much better than ours. They've been at it longer. They know all the right words.
That's why they're out there.
They got billions to dump into it.
Yeah, like the beauty of this dolt you got in the White House, he can flip-flop and nobody can even tell. Because he talks like a moron any fucking way. So whatever the president says, he'll change it in the morning. Don't worry. It'll be something different on Twitter. Wow, how did we get here? I keep asking that question. But this guy's huge. He's got a lot to say, and there's a lot of people following whatever he tells them. So they've made this political thing out of a fucking cold to split a country. Well, actually, what I think is going on here, folks, is they've crashed the dollar. And to avoid the violence, They're doing it in increments under the guise of a pandemic because you've had enough movies to train you how to behave during a pandemic. You don't have any idea what to do during a financial collapse. Nor, I don't think most of us understand what the fuck a financial collapse truly is. Because they can prop this bitch up and pump trillions into it with their pretend money and keep the billionaires going but while all the small people starve.
Oh, yeah. It's been one big party since the 30s.
And slowly, well, just taking
after
more
the war,
and more
World War II.
Well, the population was a lot smaller back then. There was less of us to hurt.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they still did it in the 20s the same way they did it now. They just did it with a different story attached to it.
Yeah, well, the Spanish flu, they did the same shit. I posted a link earlier yesterday about that. All the articles about.
Right.
Yeah.
Reruns, and here
we are.
It's
the same shit. It's that same adage. Those who fail to know their history are doomed to repeat it.
Well, look at the history they have to read about, though.
Yeah.
Well,
written by the winner.
That's why I didn't say learn history, know history.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just tried to learn.
And in order to know the history, you have to do more than go to school.
Obviously. Yeah. I wonder, well, Tesla went to school.
Talk to some old folks.
Well, yeah, the school was different back.
Talk to some people that were there, yeah.
Now school is not what it was even when I was young. It's changed.
Way.
Oh, God, it's drastically changed.
This it's new like math is prison. Stupid.
Oh, my God, the new math is insane. That's just that Common Core crap.
Yeah.
That is the most ridiculous bullshit I've ever seen.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. They want you to get an average, what it's close to this.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Try building a bridge, being just close to it.
Yeah.
Huh. We should be teaching the children Vedic math. That's every single discipline in math. But they have such easy ways to do it. They can teach you how to do a cube root in the time that it takes you to look at it.
Right.
Oh, right.
Automatically know.
Yeah. I've seen that. I've never followed up on it. But, yeah, there's, like, little tricks. Maybe tricks isn't the right word. Shortcuts.
Yeah.
They're just recipes. If you follow these steps, boom, 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 you come up to the answer without doing all the written out work.
Yep.
And that was always looked badly on. Oh, no, we want to see your work. I used to get in trouble in school for that all the time.
Yeah.
Well, is the answer right? Yeah. Well, then how come you want to see my work? Just show it to me. What?
I was the same way.
Yep.
Because I do math in my head, you know. I do most of it in my head.
They didn't like
I'll write shit down for reference, but yeah, and I hated that shit.
And look, now you're old and moldy, and you can still do it.
Yeah.
Go figure. Some things can't be taught. Some things are developed. You know, you have it, and then you develop it.
Yeah.
And some things somebody could show you 50 times, and you still, like me and the computer, I just do not have whatever it takes to make this logical. It doesn't work. It's always a scramble for me.
Yeah.
Don't know why. I mean, maybe I'm just retarded, just like Larry. Be a big old retard.
Retard.
Oh, well, I'm used to being called the names, but now that I'm older, I'm starting to live up to them.
Yeah, I'm just full of information. It's just that it's all wrong.
Yeah.
Well,
pretty much everybody.
Not all of it. I just you've hit a detail or two, and you guys didn't slow down. See, I'm a real stickler for doing it slow. Fast gets you broken. So we've kind of hurried through some of this on the radio, and it,
I go fast so I can make all the mistakes and get them over with so I can get on to doing it right.
Well, being as you're the one making them and you're not complaining, you do it. Do whatever you got to do.
No, I knew what I was doing. I knew I was fucking it up when I was fucking it up.
Oh,
yeah, but
okay. You're
having fun doing it.
Isn't that weird?
I was just hoping it was good enough to squeeze by, but...
not in this world.
It wasn't.
No, you're in perfect land now, yeah.
Larry said, "No, you done fucked up, boy."
Squeal
like a pig.
Diplomatic. Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Wee.
Yeah. So now I've got to... it's going to be another 24 hours for me to print another donut.
Uh-oh.
So.
And are you going to use a different material to?
Yeah, I'm going to use the ABS plastic, so it'll be a little more resistant to the heat.
Oh, there's always that, too. Okay.
That reminds me of a curiosity of just something that popped into my head, Larry. The inside of this donut is hollow now.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if y'all are printed the same way, because you can print them with fill on the inside, so it has like a structure inside. But this particular one is hollow in the middle. Have you ever thought about or experimented with running different materials inside a donut?
Yeah, and now I want to ask a question.
Okay.
Why?
I don't know. Different effects.
Okay, we could put argon gas in there, and that would react under an electric charge. But what's the point?
I don't know. This is just
experimentation.
I'm a visionary, visual type person, so I'm sitting here thinking about the donut and looking at it. It's hollow inside. Hey, I wonder if there's a, you know, if we put a, you know, something.
What'll happen if I push this button?
I hadn't even thought about the gas thing. I was thinking more along the different lines of different exotic metals and things like that, or whatever, or other materials like ceramics that may interact somehow.
The ceramics would block the magnetic field.
Okay.
The metals would turn it into an iron core, and you wouldn't be able to use high frequency with it. There's a lot of good things about an air core, and when you're getting power that starts voltage and amperage at the same time, that's clean power and 100% power factor. Then you don't have to worry about all this other stuff and the spikes that you're creating from your electronic circuitry to save the milliamps that's counter EMF. And you're not going to get the counter EMF because your voltage and amperage is starting at the same time. You won't have the spikes. You won't have the dropout spikes or the energizing spikes.
Okay.
That's what clean power will do for you.
Thanks for listening, Frog.
Yeah, and I'm surprised that there's so many people there today. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, there's quite a few people listening.
I have no idea. All I know is that it's the most interesting thing going on in my mind right now, and it's just a long process, so I got to be patient.
Yeah.
And, you know,
and I'm starting it over.
Well, you got somewhere to go there, Mr. Lockdown?
Yeah, I do, man. I got a trip to Florida planned, and we got to go to Sonoma, and I want to go to the Redwoods, and then
the Redwoods
sometime.
The rainforest.
That's a whole nother excursion. And then I want to sail around the world sometime, so that's like a couple of years, and I got lots of places to be.
Well, I don't know if you can get a passport to do that with no more.
Fuck a passport.
You get arrested in foreign waters out there without papers. You go to prison. It's a different world on the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, when I sailed in from Mexico to California, I had to go to the passport to get stamped just to get on the boat. And it was a boat. It was 40 foot, maybe, for something like that. It wasn't huge. But without a document,
trust me, I know all about it.
They got us so trapped. Well, I'm done with my excursion days, but I learned a lot of stuff when I did them.
Traveling it's a total pain in the ass to try to travel anywhere.
Now, it wasn't 30, 40 years ago.
No. You could get on a plane, train, or boat and go where the fuck you wanted.
Yeah, and now they've got us all, what do you call it? With that facial recognition crap they're using.
Oh, yeah. Biometrics.
Any big city with cameras, you're just I don't know. You're just there for the picking, I suppose. Uh-oh. Larry's not fine.
Sorry.
Got Larry upset.
Larry, we got it. We're done. Got him.
He's running at you.
Yep, I thought I muted.
I have another
I did that, too. Thought I didn't. Oh, well. It's a fun show, anyway. But we're coming up. We got about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So I started a little late. I had a little my headphones. So five after, and I'll just mute up and you guys can
that's good.
Kill the end of the show. And I'll come in and I'll shut it down for you.
All right, my man. I don't know what, where, just finish off. What do you got, Larry? Anything you want to wrap up with? Hello.
Saltwater nasal spray.
Yeah.
The virus.
You're still choking. You need us to carry it.
No, I'm all right now.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
The virus is probably a real thing. And yeah, it's bad for old people and people with problems already.
Yeah.
But more folks are getting over it. It don't matter how many people get it. It's how many people die from it. And more folks are getting healthy than are getting dead. So
they're saying the death rate is comparable to the seasonal flu stuff, but I've heard stories both ways, but you can't really believe the numbers because they're cooking the numbers right and left. They're declaring anybody that shows up with a hangnail as a corona victim. So I mean,
on an average day, 1,500 people die from cancer. And on one of the reports, zero people died from cancer that day.
Yeah.
Everybody that died of coronavirus.
That's it. So the numbers are cooked. They're way inflated. So even the numbers that they're putting out there are low, and those are cooked numbers. So it's even lower than that. They started out saying 200 million, then they dropped it down to 80, then 60, then 40. And now they're saying it's already over 35,000 or something like that. And you get conflicting reports from every direction, and that's what it is. That's what they want. They want so much misinformation, disinformation out there flooding everything to the point where you don't know what the fuck's coming and going. So, you really don't really have any way of having any concrete way of knowing exactly
anything.
What the fuck is going on about anything.
Yeah. Either you believe them or you don't. There's two choices. Buy it or don't buy it.
There's a third choice.
That's it.
The third choice is it's all bullshit.
Yep. That's what I just said. You buy it or you don't. It's all bullshit. That's what it you don't the, means. I'll
the
break
big
it down
cities are elbow to elbow people getting sick anyway. So, if you get away from the big cities, there's nothing happening in my area. Nobody's sick. In downtown Kansas City, I think that they've lost 8 people out of this whole season. So it ain't no biggie. I mean,
a virus.
And those 8 people were probably on the verge of dying anyway. The virus just kicked them over the edge.
I'm not saying that it's not really sad that people are dying, but dying is the best place I've ever been.
Well, you have a unique perspective there.
And we are taught.
Very rare perspective, because there are other people that have that view.
Yeah, yeah.
But
the unknown, Rob, you're supposed to be afraid of it. Ooh, scary.
Fuck that.
I know. I've lived in the unknown my whole life, and I plan on continuing. This adventure with you guys, with this radio coil thing.
I'm the guy that flipped the quarter to see if I was going to hitchhike to California or Florida.
From where?
I ended up in Texas. I ended up in Miami.
Oh, wow. Two losers.
Lived under a bridge there for 3 months. And
where?
Had a freaking blast.
What part of Miami?
I'm living right on the bridge going to the beach.
You remember the streets?
But,
I lived in Miami for a while.
It was right next to this big mall where they had these concerts every weekend. And they had the like an amphitheater steps coming up from the water. It was right on the water.
So you're in North Miami?
Yeah.
It sounds like it'd be North.
Yeah, I was a troll for a while, Grim. That's actually where I saw a dead body floating under the bridge. But anyway, that's another story. That was fun. But no, they used to have concerts there every weekend. They had these, and it was there was a mall. It was shops and shit all along there, all along the water. There's a name for it. You know, I'm sure if you've lived there, you would know.
Well, exactly Miami's huge though. I lived closer to Coconut Grove than I did North Miami. I was at Second and Flagler.
I wasn't far from the. It was close to little Tijuana, or little.
Well, that's where when I was living there, I went to the Coral Castle the first time. Never heard of it before either.
I didn't know.
You went after they moved it.
I was young.
I went before they moved it.
Then it must have been before, not that, because it was still the original. Where the door on the pin.
Yeah,
it was off balance when I was there. So it was still the original body of building.
Yeah, it was always, they moved it, when they moved it whole, but they moved it from Coral Gables.
Whoa, I thought it was always in Homestead. Okay,
no,
I got
they
fucked
moved
on
it
that
from
one.
Coral Gables.
Whoa.
Okay,
well, I went down to see it in... Was it Hialeah? No, it's beyond
Hialeah.
That
could be totally changed by now.
Well, yeah, it's been 30 years since I've been there. Something like that.
Yeah, this was late 80s.
Yeah, and I remember when I was in my 20s going into a bar. Hey, anybody need somebody to do some work? Fuck, never have a day without work. Contractors would, you know, they'd be going there for a drink or something. Yeah, I could use somebody. What do you do?
Right.
I learned a lot of quick trades because I was willing, you know. I didn't get into the electric like you guys did, but I got blown off the wall doing the wrong thing once. Boy, did I learn. Yeah. It's just like the coil. It's just, you just got to learn on your own. At your own speed. Electricity is a very unique business.
And in testing, start at the very minimum of what you can produce and then go up little bits at a time.
Yes.
And write it all down. Write it down.
Oh,
I'm the worst.
Write
everything
down.
I'm the worst. I'm the worst at that, man.
We hear you writing on the headphones. I can hear the pencil in the paper.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that and you moving your mouth around while you're counting.
Well, fuck, I don't know where the hell it was now.
Uh-oh, he's lost his notes.
No, I'm looking at Miami. I'm trying to figure out where it was. And I think it's all changed. I don't think it's the same.
Oh, yeah, the buildings, shit, they do so much. They do so much changing. But I used to hang out on Bird Road. And went down to Coconut Grove. That was in South Miami. That was 30 years ago. I can barely remember
it anymore.
That's got
to be it right there where it's...
He's looking for his troll days.
Yeah.
Look for the amphitheater. Look for the amphitheater on the beach. It's about time.
What I got for notes is Larry and Rob are experimenting with making the perfect coil. And then I put up that link of the air bubble in the water with the light thing.
Okay.
And watts divided by volts is amps. Huh? No? No.
Yes.
The Fission Report, and that's as far as notes. If you're listening to the show, the rest of it will make sense.
Yeah, it was mostly, we were just rambling on about stuff.
We had fun. But it was a quick show tonight. But I really was interested in that bubble in the water. I didn't even know there
was
an explanation for it.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense, what Larry said, with the hydrogen.
If I hadn't have been involved in hydrogen production, I wouldn't have known that.
Uh-huh. So let's talk about next week. Larry, you prefer the earlier show, right?
It really doesn't matter. Whatever's convenient for you guys. I'll do it anytime. The earlier, the better for me, and that's super. I can do it at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, yeah, well, that's probably not going to happen.
Yeah, no. I mean, no.
Let's not get all crazy and stuff.
We can leave
it. What do you think? What are your thoughts, Flash? I mean...
I don't really care. It's now with the circ home from work, it doesn't interfere with anything anymore.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So
I was picking her up, you know, from work.
So is there any objection to doing it at 1 to make Larry happy?
No, just got to know what time 1 is. My time is all.
An hour earlier?
Oh, yeah, 8 o'clock's fine. Sure. That's 8 my time, sure.
Yeah,
or
that,
7
yeah,
hours well, different, Larry.
Okay, that way you won't be up till late at night.
Yeah, that way
I'll
be
up
till...
anyway. No, it's that won't change anything. But 8's
okay.
Fine. I can do that for you.
Okay. So we're going to change the schedule to 1 o'clock ongoing basis.
Yeah, central time.
So from now on, 1 o'clock on Thursday afternoon.
Got it. I'll tattoo that on my nephew's arm.
Perfect. Cool. That's all I had.
Okay. So remember, guys, just like Red Green says, if your wife can't find you handsome, at least she can find you handy.
I know her.
Right.
Okay, guys. That is?
All right. Yeah, see y'all later.
Thanks a lot, Larry. Thanks a lot, Rob. I had a good time tonight, as usual.
Yeah, me too.
It's always fun.
Next week.
All righty.